happening, y'all? This is hashtag Them Thrones. I forgot what episode number this is, but this is for episode 804 of Game of Thrones. I am your host, Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hey, what's up?
And Johnny Gems Grutius.
Hi.
You're so strange.
Thanks.
Isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what my dad left.
Okay, John.
It's not true. I wasn't even born yet.
How are y'all doing?
I just called that you said that's why you're dead.
Yeah. Like, I'm just, that's why I'm just.
Just don't even entertain it. Don't worry about it.
It's easier to just move on and not talk about it. Why did you even acknowledge it? That's why I just.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. And also, anybody who's watching live right now, happy random obscure Mexican battle that gives us an excuse to drink. That's Cinco de Mayo for all you.
Stop doing that, John.
Anyway, we're here to talk about Game of Thrones, episode 804. So let's do that. Before we get
let's
into
it. Let's get into it. What is this episode even fucking called?
Before, I don't know. Do you have the title? Do you have the title? Huh? Did they give us the title yet?
No, it's the 71. Oh, well, actually, no. I'm realizing it's late.
Anyway, before we get into it, overall thoughts. What do you think, Johnny Jones?
Nah.
Nope, still episode nameless.
It was... I feel like they're just writing through the show. Like, we need to just get this over with. That's how I feel right now, overall.
What about you, Mar?
I don't think there's a... I can't find a word right now to describe how I feel about this episode. I got a lot of emotion, though.
Well, I have a lot to talk about.
Well, I'm hurt.
Oh, I'm hella hurt. I'm hurt. Shaking. I came into this shaking.
Like, I'm hurt. My lady gone, you know?
Yeah.
I felt that. She went out like a motherfucking Gito.
You've been talking about her since they introduced her.
Yeah. I'm not so secretly in love. Anyway, let's talk about what happened in the episode. So, kicks off, and, you know, we're doing some mourning, you know, because you got to acknowledge all the people who died. So, we get some moments people just looking at each other, and they lit them on fire. I still want to know who gathered up all the bodies, because
that's everyone else.
That's a task right there, man. Like,
My brother said Bran just used the ravens.
Made the ravens grab all the bodies.
You just got all the ravens in the world
to and come
just
up.
Moved all the bodies into these piles. Like,
just pick up all the bodies because we can't do it. There's too many. So we're going to make the animals do it.
Exactly. I was like, do something useful, Bran. All right, clean this shit up.
Be helpful.
He's still not being useful.
He's not. He's really not.
He's not going to be useful probably it's like the last 15 minutes of episode 6.
You think so? Because I don't think he's going to be useful at all.
I don't think he's going to do shit. I think he's just chilling Winterfell and just fucking do shit.
You think so? You think this is the end of his journey?
Possibly. But even if it's not the end, anything that happens with him, I feel like is going to be insignificant. It's just... I don't know, man. I'm done with Bran. I told y'all last week I was done with Bran.
I've been done with Bran since Hodor died.
Yeah.
I was done with him after he fell out the window.
Well, shit.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And there is never not a day where I won't argue Bran asked for that shit.
Yeah, he climbed up there.
Asked for that shit.
I mean, as soon as I saw that shit, I'd have been like, whoop.
I mean, honestly, his mama did tell him to quit that climbing shit. So
exactly, you know. Yeah. He asked for that shit. She kept saying, stayed. "Stop climbing up them damn walls." You went up there, and then you staring, nigga. Jump off the wall yourself. Like,
well, you got to think he's like, you know, at the time he's like 7 years old. You know, 7 year olds are dumb. So, true. You know, he probably didn't even know what was happening. He was like, "What are they
doing? Right.
Why are you behind her? What are you doing?"
Curiosity killed the cat in that case.
Yeah, that was more curiosity. But but him being up there in the first place was on him because his mama told him to quit doing that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
So.
And there's never not a day I won't argue that.
After this, we get the little feast in the hall. We get some fun moments here, though. I enjoyed a few of them, like Gendry making... I mean, Hal making Gendry really uncomfortable because he asked where Arya was. Like, really? Like we're like, you looking for some more pussy already?
How did
dude?
The hound know?
Man, because the hound's a creep. You don't know he saw okay. or like, you know, knew what happened. He knows.
Okay.
Because he's clearly like, you know, if Arya's around, he's you know he's keeping an eye on her. So
he's probably chilling in the corner.
Despite the fact that she has thought about that, she has put him on his on her list of kill people.
Yeah, but he knows that, and he's cool with it.
I respect that.
Yeah, yeah. That's like when they had that conversation later on. He's like, "Yo, if I get hurt on the side of the road, you gonna leave me to die again?" She's like, "Yeah, probably." Yeah,
probably.
Yep.
I was like, "Yes."
I love that scene, dude. I was dying.
But yeah, he's making him feel really uncomfortable. That was funny. But then right after that, Dany makes him, you know, Lord of Storm's End. Because, you know, mm-hmm. all the Baratheons are dead anyway. So
I like, never would have thought I would have heard Lord and Baratheon in the same sentence ever again.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that scene.
Yeah.
I mean, Gendry's the fucking man. He's done a lot of shit.
And he deserved, he deserved that shit.
But you know, just like Tyrion pointed out, like, yeah, this was a political move here. Like, you were trying mm-hmm. to win some favor. At the same time, he owes you now. And you, yeah. And she knew.
Didn't say it wasn't smart, though. Yeah. Like, we didn't say it was genuine, but, like, shit, hey.
Yeah, we enjoyed it, and so did everybody in the room. So, problem was, Tormund, like, stood them all up and, like, praising John, and all of a sudden they forgot all about what Danny did. We'll get to that in a second. There was a very, very profound line that Tyrion hit us with during this whole dinner time scene. He was like, "We may have defeated them, but we still have us to contend with." And I'm like, "Don't we? Don't we?"
True, true.
So yeah, we talked about earlier. Well, just a minute ago, not even when Tormund was just going on and on about how awesome John is, because that's his bro. Like, yeah, he rode on a fucking dragon and all that kind of shit, you know? Like, who else would be crazy enough to just hop on a fucking dragon? And Danny's sitting there like, me, bitch. Like,
I've been doing it for...
like, the whole time.
Pretty long time.
Me? Like, this, that's my thing, you know? Dracarys, that's me. So, yeah, she wasn't feeling that whole, you know, them praising Jon, calling him a king, king of the North, all that kind of shit.
You could see how she has no one. Like, she doesn't have a people, really.
Yeah, she has hers. She has the Dothraki and the Unsullied.
Unsullied.
But like, those aren't Targaryens.
Exactly.
You know, the people in those aren't Westeros. Fam.
Yeah, the people in fam. Westeros are behind Jon.
Well, her family's dead, literally.
Yeah.
Except
me, minus the nephew that she's banging.
Yeah. Well, she's not banging him anymore because she tried. And he was just like, nah.
Not even that. He was trying to, he's like, I just want to tell my sister and my other sister that this is what this is.
Yeah, but before that, you know, she was trying to get all Mackie with him. And he, you know, he was with it at first. And then he kind of just like, eh. That whole conversation happened still. But yeah, I feel like, you know, Danny's cool with it because that's just, you know, she's Targaryen. That's what we do. John was raised in Winterfell, though. Like, yo, we don't bang our aunties, you know.
Like, in the real world, in the normal world, this is not cool.
In the non-Targaryen world, you know, we don't bang blood relatives. You just, you know.
How far apart down the line they are.
They're not even that far, though. Like,
yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
He's her brother's kid.
tea.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Then, in the midst of this, you know, Tyrion's playing that drinking game where you gotta, you know, guess a fact about somebody, and if you're wrong, you drink. If you're right, they drink. It's him, Brienne, Pod, and Jaime.
Jaime.
And he calls Brienne out because she has never experienced the penis. And she just walks away because she's all, you know, embarrassed by it and all that kind of shit. Like, she's all Brienne about it. You know, she's just what she is. And Tormund sees, it's like, ah, I'll give it a dick. And Jaime still ends up like, nah, bruh. Not going to do it.
I got this. I got
not
this.
Needed.
I'm going to give it a golden dick. And he goes behind her. And Tormund's all messed up about it, too. He's like, man, this fucked up. Like,
because Tormund wouldn't have broken her heart.
He wouldn't. He would not have. He would not have left her and rode south to go help Cersei, you know?
No, I was just like, Jaime was just like the average dude, you know, that got what he wanted. And then he was just like,
I'm out.
Peace. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
But you said to go help Cersei. I don't think that's...
I don't think he's going there to help her.
After the whole, she blew up the...
Sept.
Whatever. The Sept, yeah. I feel like after that, Jaime was just like, all right. I can't. Because he's not about taking innocent life. You know?
But he... Yeah, he is. Because... He threw Bran out the window. He said it himself. Like, he was about to kill everybody in Riverrun just to get back
including
to Cersei.
Kids, women, children. Yes. Yeah, and I know that. But, I mean, like, that was Jaime. I don't feel like that's Jaime anymore.
That was just him last season. He was like, yo, I would kill everybody in this fucking castle just to get back to Cersei. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I still don't think that's... He's going there to help her. I don't believe that.
I feel like he's the only person who can probably talk some relative sense into her.
See, I don't think anybody can.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can talk sense to her, but she'll
I'm not
listen
saying it's
to
possible.
Jaime.
That's what I'm saying. She'll listen to
Yeah, she'll at least listen, you know. She might not agree or acknowledge, you know, but she'll listen, you know. But I def think Jaime finna kill her. Actually, I don't know because she's Pregos.
With his kid.
With his kid. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I really think.
Yeah.
Because he even told Bran, like, he's going back for Cersei. Like.
She's hateful, I'm hateful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't let that shit rot.
We'll find out in the next 2 weeks, am I right?
Bro, I can't believe we only have 2 of these left.
Yeah. Only 2 more. But also, we still, you got the hound sitting there still on his grumpy shit because that's just the hound. He's always grumpy. And he like kicks everybody away from him, you know, even Tormund's a couple girls trying to give him some and all that. But Sansa walks up and sits down like, yeah, I ain't scared of you. And
right. And he saved her before, you know, so like they have a little history.
And he told her, like, all that shit that happened to you wouldn't have happened to you if you had just left with me like I told you to back when the city was being attacked by Stannis.
But then I would still be a little bud.
Yeah, I'd still be a little scared, little, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. I guess you call
it. I like that scene, though. I thought that was a...
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed cool. that. It was just, you know, she was saying, like, you know, I could have gone with you and I'd have been safe, but I would have still been helpless, you know?
Right.
Now and she's then... not completely helpless. She pissed me off a little bit later because, you know, she pissed me off a little bit later, but we'll get into that.
Oh, well, yes.
We all knew that was coming, though.
Well, yeah, we knew because it's still Jon. And yeah. Gendry finally finds Arya and is like, yo, I'm a Baratheon. I got Storm's End. Come marry me and be the Lady of Storm's End. I feel like. If he hadn't used the words be the Lady of Storm's End, she might have been down. Because the thing is, it's like, yo, she called him like, yo, I'm no lady. That's just not me. That's never been me. But like, yo, you could have told her, like, come with me and rule Storm's End with me. Say it like that. You know, word it properly. She might have come with you. Like, you tell her, like, yo, you can still do your thing. I just want you here with me.
Right. But when he like, started, when he like started talking about how he loved her and everything, it just kind of like that shit gave me like flashbacks.
Gave you flashbacks, really?
Yes. Because like,
who
like
sold
on,
you snatch
Arya's Mara? On Arya's end, and it was kind of just like, boy, stop this.
You getting flashbacks? Who soul did you snatch, Mara? What happened? No, never mind. Don't nothing. Tell the world. Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you.
You brought it up. Anyway.
I was just saying. You didn't have to ask all that, though.
So, anyway, we talked about this a little bit earlier, though. But Jamie goes to Brienne. They bump uglies. He throws out a funny line that I enjoyed. You like, I never slept with a knight before.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was like, yeah. I like that one.
Corny ass motherfucker.
Yeah, but it was a good one though. We talked about that Danny and John conversation. They were going back and forth, but we didn't mention the fact that she told him like, "Yo, please just don't tell anybody who you are, and everything will be good," you know. And he was just like. But, you know.
Jon Snow's too honorable.
He's like, I'm Jon Snow, so I can't do that. Mm-hmm.
No. I'm just kind of like, why did, because I feel like Jon gets so blinded by people and their relationships like every time. And I feel like every time they prove him wrong and he just doesn't seem to learn.
What do you mean every
like,
time?
Like in like any time like he where someone tries to say, don't do this because this will happen. And then he goes, no, I swear it's not going to be like that. I swear it's not going to be like, you know, I know it's not going to be like that. And it always ends up like that.
Well, yeah. Even if he's not actually Ned Stark's son, he's still Ned Stark's son.
It's, right. He's got that honor.
Yeah,
code.
He's got that on like him. Ned Stark, just, yeah, that's all. Sure. That's what he is. That's how he lives. It's just what it is.
And it's like, bro, like, you cannot be this naive. Like, I, like, in that sense, like, I agreed with Daniel. I was like, you don't want the throne. I want the throne. But if you tell everyone, we know for a fact that I'm not going to get it.
They're going to force it on you. Yeah, because it's just like they
right,
want you.
Force,
just like they forced
like, I don't
the king.
Want it. Yeah. And it was like, no one gives a shit what you want, John.
Yeah, they forced the king of the North shit on you. Like, it is what it is.
Right. Like, you think that, like, when Tommen became king, he was just like, I want to be king. No, they're like, sorry, Brunt. Sorry, son. You the only one left. Like,
that little nigga was scared as shit, too.
Right? Like, nigga was not prepared. John doesn't want it, even though I do agree that he would be the better leader because he's more round-minded of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah. At the same time, it's just like, yo, if he's not about it, I also don't think that can make a great leader, even though he is a great leader. Like, he's a kid that believes he's great. He's bad at school, but keeps getting A's. Mm-hmm. So it's just like,
I mean, he is such a good leader that the people he was leading killed him. But, you know.
This is true. And then on top of that, like, and then I agreed, but on I also agreed on the idea that, you know, them doing it together or at least John being by her side. Because I do feel like, in a sense, she does regard, like, what he says. Like, you know.
Yeah, but
like,
I
she
think...
takes.
Go ahead.
I feel like she would hear him out. Like, if, like, you know, if he's like, I feel some type of way about this, I feel like she would at least hear him out and then be like, but we're not going
to
do it.
But to say, she'd still do whatever she wanted to do. And Varys said that. He was like, dude, she'll dominate right. him like she has been this whole time.
Right. But I feel like he still get hurt. And I feel like she will explain it back to him. And he'll just be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like more things would get time. Heard as opposed to being just... swept.
Possibly. Let's see. So they have this little meeting in the little war council room, and Danny's like, all right, let's head on down there and take King's Landing. And Sansa's like, hey, chill. Like, we literally just fought ice zombies. Like, we need to chill for a minute.
Give him at least 48 hours.
And she's like, oh, you know, we marched all our people up here. Now you need to help us too. I'm like, yo, and we will. But like, I'm talking about your people too, not just ours. Like, everybody needs to rest. Like, calm the fuck down, you know? as I've heard several times, you know, people say, yo, calm your tits. Like, it's all right. We'll get there.
Calm your titties, girl.
Yeah. Well, like,
dude. I thought it was weird that she was just like, well, every second, you know, my enemy gets stronger. And I'm like, nah, they're at max capacity.
About to say, no, you have everybody you're going to get.
They got all the people they're going to get. Yeah, yeah. Like, you got time to chill, yeah, for sure.
They got the gold company, and they got the people who have pledged them already. They're not getting anybody else, because anybody else, yeah, is just like, nah, fuck you. So, no, they're not getting stronger. But she's impatient. We know she's impatient.
Just do one of those 48 hours later, you know. And they're all like, ah, yeah, let's go fight.
Yeah, just give them a few days, rest a little bit. Like, they literally were fighting dead people. And then those dead people, like the people who were on their side who were killed by those dead people, got up and started fighting them. And they had to fight their own people who were dead people. Like, give them a minute. They ain't ready yet. Let them chill.
They ain't ready.
But in the middle of all that, John is siding with Danny, like, yo, we said we support them. We're going to support them.
Homeboy is hella pussy, but that's okay.
I mean, she must not that good. Okay. Just like I was saying earlier, she just makes him do whatever the fuck she wants him to do. That's why Varys was like, no, we can't do it.
I feel like Varys is not going to make it now.
So, Arya and Sansa are like, yo, nigga, we need to talk to you, because you tripping.
You pussy whip, that's what they're trying to say.
And they have that convo. Sansa's on one side, Jon's on the other, and Arya's like, you're both right, because Jon, you did what you had to do, you know, bend the knee to Daenerys to make this shit happen over here, but Sansa's right, like, you're like being controlled by her. You need to chill. Like, it's, you know, we're right now. What the fuck? And a whole conversation happens, but he ends up, you know, telling Bran, like, yo, tell him what's up. So now they know, but he makes them swear that they won't tell. And I'm like,
Sansa had her fingers crossed.
Clearly.
Bro.
Clearly. She's like, I swear, Jon Snow,
I won't tell on you.
Cut to 10 seconds later. Hey, Tyrion.
Right. Literally. I swear I won't tell. Tells the first soul she comes across.
Like, right. She probably told like 20 people on the way.
On the
like,
way out.
Right? Like, just like, did you know this? Did you know that?
Told her
like,
handmaiden, because she's like throwing a fit.
She a few ravens, sent some ravens out.
Yeah, like her handmaiden comes in to wash her hair or some shit, and she's like, hey, you know.
Did you know Jon's real name is Aegon Targaryen?
Oh my God. Like, what the fuck is your problem, girl?
And this is the point where she pissed me off. I'm just like, bruh, I'm gonna need you to learn how to keep a secret, all right? Like, what the fuck?
And in that moment, like, she just started to become just like Littlefinger.
Yeah, that's what she was doing. She was manipulating shit. She was like, yo, I'm gonna tell him, make some shit happen over here. Because, yeah. Motherfucker.
Just like, that's ridiculous. Like, bruh.
I was just starting to like her again, too.
Yeah. But, you know, how many people are left that we actually like for real? Like
Arya, Tormund, Hound,
Grey Worm.
Oh yeah, Grey Worm.
Oh, Grey Worm's still there too, and he is pissed.
Pissed is not even the word for what Grey Worm is right now.
Yeah.
You took away his happy ending. Like, he was like, "Yo, when this is all over, me and my lady gonna chill on Narth." And I'm going to protect them with my boys. And there's poisonous butterflies, but fuck them butterflies. You know, and it's just, and Cersei took that away from him. But we knew, like, a couple weeks ago when they had that whole moment of we're going to go live here. One of them ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
So.
True.
Yeah. Then Bronn arrives, and honestly, of all the people, Bron is the one I respect the most of the entire show. Because he's been clear about who he is and has not wavered on who he is for this entire series.
His character development is the same. Like, he is just...
He's pretty Bron. Linear.
Oh, you give me more money? Okay, I do that.
Yeah. Like, he came in, he was like, your sister told me to kill you both, and she'd give me, you know, the Riverlands. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
It was the Riverlands.
Or River Run.
River Run, yeah. But the thing is, I see what your army is. I see what hers is. You got dragons. You're probably going to win, which is why I'm still talking to you instead of just killing you. And they, you know, then Tyrion makes him an offer like, yo, I'll give you Highgarden. And he's like, huh, all right. And they try to give him the fight with him. He's like, no, I'm done fighting, but I'll come back and kill a motherfucker. So when this is all over, pay up or I will kill you both. And
he knows he can't.
Yeah. And he just left.
Just like, I really like that scene.
I'm like, Bron, what up?
Oh, respect. Give me Highgarden. All right, peace. Respect. Don't do it. I'll kill you.
Respect.
Hey, please don't die.
Yeah, don't die. Hey, give me Highgarden, like, or I will kill you. Right. You will die. Yeah.
But I'm just kind of like, even if they do die, hey, you still get River Run.
Yeah, I guess he'd have to say that he killed them, you know, because she's giving him River Run for killing them. So you have to find out a way.
So if she sees Jaime,
yeah,
that's kind of out the window.
Exactly. Like, she would have to know that Bron killed them. But
okay,
he doesn't believe Cersei will win anyway. That's his point. But he knows he can kill Jaime and Tyrion if he needs to. Then we get another moment where we're like, ha, a reunion that'll last a little while for at least an episode. Arya and the Hound decide they're both going to ride off to King's Landing together.
Season 4, baby. Remake.
Bring it back.
Bicker.
They both got to go to King's Landing for different reasons, but it's a similar reason. Hound's got to kill his brother. Arya's got to kill Cersei. It's just like, which Arya already got her moment when she killed the Night's King. So I'm like, oh, fuck. You're not going to succeed. So.
Yeah. I really want to see the Hound in the Mountain finally.
I feel like that's going to be next week, because, and the only reason I say that is because of Emilia Clarke's interview on Jimmy Fallon, I think this past week. And they were talking about, like, you know, her interaction with Beyonce at the Oscars or some Oscars party. But then they started talking about Game of Thrones again, and she was like, somehow, like, she just kind of said something like, oh, episode 5 is like mental. And Jimmy was talking about the season in general, and then he was like, oh, episode, and she was like, well, 4, 5, and 6 are all crazy. But she, and then he was like, what were you saying about 5? She was like, just find the biggest TV you can find. And that's why I feel like Clegane Bowl is next week.
Well, the thing is, their penultimate episode is always the big one, so we'll see.
Yeah. The one right before the finale is always monstrous.
Yes.
Exactly.
So we got some goodbyes also. What? What did you say?
She said, why wouldn't Clegane Bowl be in that episode?
Yeah, I'm saying it wouldn't be. It's just, you know.
No, I'm not saying you said. I'm just saying, like, because the penultimate episode is always, like, the craziest one. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so why wouldn't Clegane Bowl be? Because that would be something that everyone would be would want.
Right, right.
And that'd be crazy.
So we talked about Sansa being a snitch because, you know, she just can't hold water.
Goddamn fucking snitch.
The Wildlings are going back up north, like, all the way north. This is when we start getting a few goodbyes. And, you know, John is like, yo, take Ghost with you. And I'm like, the fuck?
I hate what they did with Ghost. So, like, everybody was complaining about Ghost not being in any of the episodes. So they put him in the beginning of the season, you know, like, for Battle of Winterfell. And then you don't see him. He runs out there, you don't see him. And then they bring him back, and then John's like, all right, peace.
And here's the thing, I'm not mad at what happened with Ghost, like with him saying like, yo, he's better off further up north, you know, with y'all, because that makes sense.
That's true.
I get it.
But what bothers me the most is after all that, when he's getting ready to leave and he just looks at Ghost and just walks away.
Yeah, he didn't even give him a little pet goodbye.
A little scratch behind the ear, like, yo, what the fuck?
You just gonna sit here and act like homeboy hasn't hung with you since
saved your life multiple times
on the wall? Like, come on now.
What the fuck?
Come on now, Jon Snow, jerk.
Some bullshit right there, man. That was what bothered me the most. Like, this entire episode of things, besides Missandei dying, like that bothered me more than anything else. Because anyway. Besides that, the way John treated Ghost was fucked up. It was fucked up.
I think we all agree with you on that.
Yeah. But yeah, then Torm is telling him like, yo, you belong up north. Like you belong up there with us. This is your shit. You know, he says goodbye. He heads back up there. Never gets with Brienne because she chose Jaime because, I don't know.
It was such a horrible choice.
Yeah. Should have chose the one that legitimately wanted you for who you are.
Mm-hmm. The one that was like, let's fucking knight you. Fuck tradition.
Yeah.
The guy who made her the ever so happiest also was the one to make her feel the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. Shame. We also get John saying goodbye to Sam, which leads me to believe that they'll never meet again, which also makes me afraid that John's actually going to die. They had that whole goodbye moment with them.
Him or Danny, one of them are going to die.
Well, here's the thing. Why would they have that whole moment with him saying, like, actually, like, telling Sam, like, a goodbye kind of thing if, you know, if they were going to see each other again? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if he lives, there's no reason to believe that they wouldn't see each other again. So now I'm afraid. But it
there's always the just in case.
Might just be a ploy, you know, to make us think John's going to die.
Because, look, they already know we have trust issues with them. So, and we've had it ever since episode 10 of season 1. Like, this is the only kind of time I feel like I've ever felt so untrusting of something and keep coming back to it for 8 years, almost a decade.
Yeah. Also, in this time, we find out Gilly is with child. And Sam tries to explain, like, well, you know, in old times, really not much else to do. So we just fuck all the time.
Gilly got pregnant.
And she's got a baby in her belly.
That was so cute.
He was so befuddled trying to tell John what happened again. Like,
he was like, well, you know, like, he's still trying to make up excuses. Like, nigga, get your nut, man. Like, you living with a girl cool, from that long.
Yeah, it's cool, bro.
And Gilly's like, yo, I think he knows where babies come from. Like, it's just.
She's like, obviously, he has done it too.
Yeah, once or twice. Then we get a very poignant scene with Varys and Tyrion. Well, they're discussing Dany because, you know, they're like, yo, she's starting to become unhinged.
Mm-hmm. She
was barely hinged in the first place. So, right. Like, we got to have this talk. And we know about John now. So, like, is there a decision that needs to be made? And I'm just like, ugh. And I've been like, I don't know if I've said this on this show before, but I've been dreading this for a while because I really do think that Tyrion's gonna turn on Dany.
Is gonna what?
Is gonna betray Dany. Like, get her, like, kill her off somehow. Like, orchestrate her killing in favor of Jon because it's better for, you know, everyone.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
And I thought that was gonna happen a while ago, and I don't know if I said it on this show or not. But yeah, I remember I've had conversations with other
people. I think you've said that before.
And, oh, fuck. And this whole conversation is just like, damn. And Varys like, yo, we know this is what we need to do. And Tyrion doesn't want to say it out loud.
Yeah, because he knows, like, once you start talking about it, plans start get like what ifs start getting thrown out, or hypotheticals. Hypotheticals turns into, oh, well, tweaking, like making adjustments. Making adjustments leads to actual plans. Once you start making those actual plans, like, you've already done what you're scared of doing, because you know it's not going to end well if you get caught. I don't feel like Varys is safe anymore, because Varys is kind of like, fuck it.
Varys hasn't really been safe since like season three.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, I feel like now, like, I feel like there's no way he's gonna be able to get himself. There's no going back. Like, he's already pretty much like kind of been like, I'm gonna do something about this, whether you guys all agree with it or not.
Yeah, and we've already been
And
told
like,
he's not
fuck
gonna make
whatever
it. Yeah,
happens.
we've already been told he's not gonna make it, so the old Melisandre was like, yo, neither one of us gonna make it out of here alive, so. But then, you know, everybody's riding on to their destinations. You know, John's like gonna take the King's Road. Danny and her folks are taking the boats. And they just riding along. And all of a sudden, as they just riding, minding their own business, Rhaegar gets a shot in the chest. And then another one through the throat. And plummets down into the ocean. And Rhaegar is dead. And I'm just
No, that was Viserion.
No. Viserion was the dead one.
I mean, not
It was
It wasn't
Rhaegar.
Drogon.
It was Rhaegar.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I know. So he's dead, plummets down into the ocean. And I'm just like, son of a bitch. Fucking Euron. I knew when that happened who it was. But
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like,
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can tell by the fucking
well,
boats.
before they even showed the boats, as soon as he got hit, I'm just like, oh shit. Then they pan over and I saw him like, yep, this motherfucker.
I mean, I could, I wouldn't, that didn't surprise me in the slightest.
Yeah, that whole scene, like, because right after the, dragon went down, they start lighting up the boats. There's only about, what, 8 or 10 of them, the things, but they were shooting like, 10, 20 arrows a minute, like
Y'all were load.
there
Y'all were
was no way they were
loading
shooting
real
those
quick.
arrows that fast in that amount of like that many
Time.
arrows that many times that fast. It was, and then Tyrion jumps and then it's a knockout, and then
But he ends up on the
they
beach?
wake up on the beach and they somehow captured Missandei. Like, come on,
Yeah,
dude,
where
that
they
scene
how did
pissed
any
me
of that
off.
happen? Yeah, that was
That's
a
also what I
real.
wanted to know. I was like, how did they catch Missandei? And now I'm kind of like,
And not
hold a
get
second.
anybody else. That's the real thing. It's the real
And
that
not
required
catch
the real
anybody
suspension of
else.
disbelief there. Like, I
On
was.
top of knowing who Missandei was like that.
That's
Yeah, that
another one
was.
too. Like, yeah, how would they really have that kind of info on them to know what
That
Missandei
they,
means to them?
like, did, I don't remember. Like, did Missandei go last season when they went to go talk to Cersei?
I don't think
Or
so.
did she stay behind? I was gonna say, I don't remember her being there. And if she was, I don't see how. Oh, I mean, I could see how that. But like, she could have been like anybody. And so I was like, to take her out of all people, I was like, why do you take only her?
Yeah, what was their reasoning behind? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
That
was that
was.
scene required some suspension of disbelief. It really did.
Yeah. That was one of those like, all right, we gotta go. Let's go. This is a very sped through.
Well, maybe John, maybe they have more than one of those little super crossbow scorpions on each boat. Maybe they had
They
like,
had, they did, they had multiple. Or are you saying
yeah, they
more than
had.
one on each boat? You're saying like 4 or 5 on each
Yeah,
boat?
maybe they
I don't
had
know, that's
multiples
bullshit.
on each boat.
But what, how did they not send any scouts out? Like, how did they, like, that whole scene was just, I don't know, I thought it was a
That's what
doo-doo.
I'm saying.
Because
When did
Danny
anyone
doesn't
go out
think
into the
things
water and
through. She
still
just
find
does
her?
shit. So they went ahead and didn't scout ahead because that's how Danny does shit. She doesn't plan ahead. She just does shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
Yeah.
is what her problem has always been. So I can see that. But I'm more concerned with the whole
I feel
Tyrion
like.
should have died at that point. There's multiple times when people should have died and they didn't die. So, like last episode, there's no way I think Sam would have survived that shit.
I don't know. I just feel like Dany always be showing up to battles like dragons first. And I was like, girl, you taking your strongest line of defense and you're just sending that first. Not knowing what they have either, back to like what you were saying.
Yeah, she doesn't think things through. So after all that, Cersei tells Euron, like, yo, yeah, I'm about to have your baby. And we find out they have Missandei, like we said.
Cloud was there just like, you just drowned my girl just like that? You going to tell me she can't swim?
Yeah.
She can't tread water? Like, you just telling me that? Like, what?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Poor Grey Worm. Never get to give her that tongue action again.
Nah, they scissored.
So... Only part of this scene at the end when they finally have that meeting. Well, two parts that I liked about this whole thing. When Tyrion meets with Qyburn in the middle and they start talking. And you realize that Tyrion just has zero respect for him and just walks right by him. I like that a lot because they're just like, yeah, fuck you. Who are you?
Yeah, you're a nobody. Yeah.
But... after that whole speech that Tyrion gives Cersei, which we know isn't going to work.
Right.
When Cersei asks Missandei, like, if you have any last words, just say them now. And Missandei, in a final act of, you know, bravery, defiance, whatever you want to call it, says Dracarys. Basically tells Dany, burn this motherfucker down.
Yeah, I really like Missandei's last word. I thought that was fitting.
I'm not going to lie, though, for a quick second, I didn't realize that Drogon had been in the back because I was just like,
oh, yeah, he was just sitting there waiting. He said
Dracarys, and I was just like, oh my God, is Drogon going to come from behind?
Oh, no. Because
you know they only watch it for one way. I was like, oh, please tell me. No.
Played myself. Yeah, Drogon was coming from the other direction, flying from the south, and just burned everything from the other direction. Yeah. That would be dope. That would have been dope. But yeah, Sunday went out. On her feet, like, yo, fuck y'all. Burn this bitch down.
Burn this shit to the ground. You can rebuild this, Khaleesi.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the end of the episode, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you had a few problems with this episode, John. Did you express them all already, or?
Yeah, I mean, my main thing was that whole battle where the dragon died and, like, they captured Missandei without scouting or doing anything, and then they just up on the beach. I thought that was just bullshit, and, like, they're just, like, writing through the episode, like, we just gotta, you know, finish this show. Yeah. I feel like this whole season has been, like, we just need to finish this show.
It's kind of rushed.
Yeah, it hasn't blown me away. Like, I was really hoping. I mean, I thought the battle for Winterfell was dope, but I also thought, like, the Night King was the first scene of the entire show. There should have been more. He should have done more.
Well, it wasn't the Night King. It was White Walkers. But yeah.
Or White Walkers, I mean. Like, the White Walkers in general, you know.
Were always the big threat. And now it's kind of just like.
Well, it was just a one episode peace out.
Well, I don't know how true this is, but, you know, the showrunners, you know, David and Dan, or DB, or whatever you want to call them, have hinted at the fact that the White Walkers aren't completely done for. Because I think it was Kimmel that asked them, like, yo, are we completely done with them? And they were like, we're not going to say.
I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah, so they kind of hinted at the fact that they might still be coming back.
Or you're just saying that, because, like...
Maybe, but we'll see. We'll see. We still got two episodes left.
Two more episodes. Yeah, but yeah, no, that was it. I don't got anything else to say.
What about you, Sharknado?
I'm still mad about my sis, man.
Yeah.
I can't tell if I'm sad or if I'm mad because, like, literally I came out of that episode, like, shaking.
I know, man.
Like,
one of those,
like, my hands shaking, like, what the fuck?
I know, man.
And they cook a dragon, too.
Yeah.
The dead and the living have both now killed the dragon.
Yeah.
I'm tight. A
little bit. But all right, man. We're going to end that here. I think that'll be it for this week's episode of Hashtag Them Thrones. Don't forget, if you're listening to this episode, hop on the Facebook page, facebook.com/creationmagazine. Also follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at Creation Magazine. That is at C-R-E-A-T-I-A Magazine. Also, follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at Sir_Cussalot. That is at Sir_Cussalott. Shark, where can they find you?
As always, on Instagram and Twitter at Mara the Shark. That's MaraDaShark.
And Johnny Jums Grutius, where can they find you, sir?
Johnny Jums, JonnyJums, on all social media platforms.
Also, folks, if you are a fan of those superhero shows on the CW, you know, Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Light, and all of them, check out Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow every week. We only got a few episodes of those left also. It's a Facebook group that goes along with that also, though. What's that Facebook group?
Facebook.com/group/Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow.
And if you're a wrestling fan, there's also a podcast for you, Smacking It Raw, every week, hosted by The Ward and Matt Ritter, and I'm also on that one along with him. There's a Facebook group that goes along with that. It's facebook.com/group/smackingitraw. And what else? What else? What else? What else? Oh, there's a group that goes along with this particular podcast that we're doing now. What is that group, Mara?
It's facebook.com/group/demthrones.
She got it. You can't fuck around with that.
Well, no. Why did you tell her, though? That's the thing. She wasn't sure. And that's why I just sat there and stared at her for a second.
Because I love Mara and I got her back. You right, Mara.
Oh, man. Like, I was really trying to fuck with her there. You ruined it.
Because I knew I already said Super Flashy, and I know you always say Smacking It Raw, and I was like, chances are this can only be Them Thrones, unless there's a website that I've created that I don't know about.
I mean, there is one more, but, you know.
Oh, Westworld, but we're not going to talk about that because that's not relevant right now.
It's not.
Here's the thing, though. She was still not sure until you confirmed it. And I didn't want to give it to her right then because, like, yo, I need her to pay attention, all right? But anyway, we're going to end this here. We'll catch you all next week. Until then, we out. Peace out.